Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with the coach. And, Coach, before we get into Jacksonville, first road game of the year last week. You guys get down 7-0. Things didn't look like they were going too well yet. How did your team respond? What did you think of the way they came back?
Well, I thought we hung in there pretty good after that initial onslaught, you know, getting down 7-0 and going 3-and-out and all that. It seemed like we couldn't have put the crowd any more into it than they were at that point. But, yeah, I thought our players showed a lot of mental toughness and all through the week and physical toughness in the game. We played hard. We were able to get control of the game. But, you know, we didn't do a great job of coaching and playing for 60 minutes like we need to. So we can definitely improve on that. But I thought overall we responded to the environment. And, you know, I was proud of the way the team hung in there. And that was a big, you know, drive at the end of the game and then the interception. So we came back and finished the game the right way. Just, you know, had a little lull there in the fourth quarter.
I know Josh Klein got a lot of snaps for you. On the left side, you had two other rookies in there. You rotated the other one in. This time last year, you know, Coach Googe was hearing a lot from the masses. A year later, how has he settled in with the whole year under his belt and this offensive line, where they're at right now compared to where they were last year?
Well, it's all different guys. You know, Josh, you know, is the one common thread, but right. With the other rookies and – you know, Wendy not being there yet and Stork, you know, not being available either. We're just working with some different guys. But I think that we've gotten better. We just keep getting better each week. We got a long way to go. There's a lot of things that we can improve on. But this group works hard. They're out there every day. They really care. They really pay attention. And the more we see it, the more we do it, the better we'll be at it. So I think it's headed in the right direction. But a long way to go. It's going to be a big test this week with, you know, another good front coming in here.
Yeah, when you look at your offense, when you choose to go up-tempo, and you've done this throughout the course of the years, but, you know, specifically last week, how critical is first down in those situations to get drives going on first down? Because it kind of screws everything up if you end up 2nd and 10, 2nd and 20.
No question. Yeah, the first drive, the first play of the drive, and then first down is so important. And once you get behind on the down and distance to a – you know, real good pass rushing front like Buffalo or this week against Jacksonville, being in there, like you said, 2nd and 10, 2nd and 15. It just not only is hard to pick up, but that's where a lot of their negative plays come. Tip balls, interceptions, strip sacks, things like that. And the more that you're not in those situations, the better control you have and, you know, the less you're forced to run bad plays.
All right, you were asked earlier in the week regarding, you know, a question regarding father time in relation to your quarterback. Now, you look pretty good as far as father time. You've weathered that well.
Not really.
But you've also told the media, and you've also told me here at the end of each year when I sit with you, you know, you reset, you reevaluate, and each year is different. And the way Brady manages and takes care of himself, how much does that trickle down from you? And do you think he takes on that persona?
You know, I think football is really important to Tom. I think Tom, you know, dedicates a huge portion of his life to his job, and that's why he's so successful and, you know, has his family and other things. But, you know, he works very hard in the building. He works very hard to prepare to come into the building to compete on the football field. So I think we have a lot of people on our team that do that, coaches and players that are very committed, and that's why we've had some success. So, you know, as long as we keep doing that, we'll you know, hopefully be able to stay competitive in this league. But it's a tough fight, and you got to be ready to bring it every day. It's not just, you know, just go out there on Sunday and turn on the switch. So, you know, it's really a year-round, everyday process, and I think Tom does that probably as well as any player I've ever been around.
All right, April, the schedule comes out. You see Jacksonville there. Now you know, hey, we got him in the first quarter of the schedule. Familiarity a little bit with Pittsburgh. You kind of knew what Buffalo is and what they're going to be, but here comes Jacksonville. How much do you have to start pre-planning for a team like that, knowing that you have them, you know, game three right out of the blocks?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on Jacksonville. We spent a lot of time on them in the offseason, looking at the 2014 year. Now they have a new offensive coordinator, so with Coach Olson, we had to go back a little bit and look at what they did and what he did in Oakland and also our game against them with the Raiders. Coach Marone, their offensive line coach, who was at Buffalo, now the offensive line coach at Jacksonville. So there are some people there that they've put together that were new that we had to go back and, you know, kind of try to look at them as well as their players. They have a lot of young players. We played this team in 2012, but they've had a lot of changes since then. So, and so have we. So, a lot of different matchups, and we just have to, we've done a lot of work on them in the off season. We did a lot of work on them in preseason, to kind of, you know, see how it's all evolving this year. And then, of course, their first two games against Carolina and Miami. So, still have a lot of work to do this week in our preparation, but we're definitely gaining on it. And it's a young, talented team that's, very hungry, and you know we've got, you know, there's a lot of things we have to deal with this week with this team.
Gus Bradley, we know what Seattle has. Obviously, he doesn't have Seattle's personnel, but you start to watch tape. What's his philosophy? You know, what school of thought does he come from, or does he have his own? Seems like a high energy guy.
Yeah, he is, and I think their defense, their whole team really plays with his personality. He is a high energy guy, and you know defensively they're very similar to the. You know, to the Seattle scheme and the way that their players are utilized. They have different skills, but it's kind of that basic philosophy. You know, they've had a lot of success on the road. They've had a lot of success turning the ball over. They forced more fumbles and you know, had more strip sacks than any other team in the league in the last, you know, couple of years on the road. So they do a great job of turning the ball over. They do a great job of playing zone defense and breaking on the ball and closing space quickly. They don't, you know, they make you earn everything. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't give a lot of easy plays. You got to block them. You got to, you know, you got to, you know, grind out play after play, or they'll get you in long yardage or strip sack you or get a penalty and knock you out of the drive. So they produce very well in points. They've done a good job in the red area. You know, we're going to have to execute and be very efficient on the offensive side of the ball.
You've talked about rookies and jumping from year one to year two, and I've actually, to keep it to the quarterback's perspective, you know, we've talked about Garoppolo and how he's improved from year one to year two. Bortles, you look at him on film, 3-10 last year, but you're not looking at record. How much has he improved in the style play? Is he like a Roethlisberger? Seems like he's got big size.
He does, yeah. He's a big guy. He's got to be all 6'5 and, you know, 230-ish or whatever, but... you know, I thought you could see the improvement on him in the course of the season, but then, you know, you really saw it this year in preseason. Thought that he moved the team effectively, made good decisions, was, you know, a hard guy to bring down in the pocket. He made good decisions on, you know, when to run and you know, was able to keep drives alive by doing that. Played very efficiently last week against Miami. No sacks, no turnovers. You know, as clean a game, really, as you could play at the quarterback position and offensively. So, you know, he's a very talented player, probably has a little more speed than Roethlisberger, in terms of just getting out of the pocket and running for yardage. But he's a hard guy to bring down. He's very accurate and he's obviously very smart. They do a lot of, some check plays and, you know, yeah. Read different things, and you can see that that's not a problem for him.
All right, time now for the coach's favorite portion of the show. It's the social media part. The Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week comes from Corbin in Salem. Let's talk about Aaron Dobson. AD had some big catches last week. His progression in the offense and how much that can be. He looks healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron came through with a lot of big catches, but really more importantly, he had some big blocks too. Yeah. You know, he did a nice job on a couple of the slip screens out there to Deion and Danny and, you know, making the blocks to get those started. So the blocking part of the game, you know, catching the ball on some possession passes, but also down the field on that seam route. The slim post was a big play for us. So, you know, he played well, had a really productive day. You know, all of our receivers did. We threw the ball a lot, but we were able to get production out of everybody, the backs, the tight ends, the receivers. So he was a big part of that.
All right. If you want to follow the team on Twitter, you have to do it at Patriots.com. If you want to ask the coach a question, hashtag it with AskBB. Bellastrator later in the show. Thought little Bortles, little return game maybe?
Yeah, a little. There's got a lot of explosive players, so right. We'll see a bunch of them.
All right, Coach will be back later in the show with the Bellastrator, but first, more of All Access back right after this.